This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We kick things off talking about numbers. Yeah, we can count. We can count on what Nancy Pelosi says is a temper tantrum. Sadly, people losing their lives because of killer tornadoes. And then the feds charging a lawyer who thought he had the president under wraps with defrauding his client, who became pretty well known as a former porn star. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Where should we start? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be with you. We start with Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi and her sidekick, Chuck Schumer, went to meet with the president. The House Speaker is accusing Donald Trump of having a temper tantrum over Democratic investigations on Wednesday and saying that his Rose Garden blow-up was about politics more than infrastructure. She wrote in a letter to lawmakers, sadly, the only job the president seems to be concerned with is his own. He threatened to stop working with Democrats on all legislation unless we end oversight of his administration, and he had a temper tantrum for all of us to see. The president wrote back and said, that's not true. I was purposely very polite and calm, much as I was minutes later with the press in the Rose Garden. Can be easily proven it is all such a lie. Trump informed the Democratic leaders that he's not going to work with them on shared priorities like infrastructure unless they abandon the investigations into his presidency. So there was an unexpected twist, the Rose Garden appearance. He said he told Pelosi and Schumer that it would be impossible to go forward on discussions while phony congressional investigations hang over the administration. Isn't that interesting? It's more of the same. I mean, this has happened with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, so it's a continuation, I guess, of that is the best way to put it. This is always sad to me. Anybody who loses their life thanks Mother Nature, that's a tough, bitter pill to swallow for the ones that are left behind. And Oklahoma is just a war zone this time of year, and it's even actually not usually till later. But you have golf ball-sized hail, strong winds, and it's just absolutely disastrous. Sadly, though, throw in a twister, throw in some flood, throw in historic highs, and it's rough in Missouri and Mississippi and Texas and Oklahoma, and these tornadoes, some of them in EF2. You know what an EF2 is? 120 to 130 miles an hour. So an Iowa woman, was killed and her husband injured when a tornado blew through their home early on Wednesday. I really feel for people that have to deal with that. It's so tough. Because often you're just not sure, you're not even aware of what's going on. And then you see these huge boats and the rescue missions that they undertake. Bravo to those first responders. Michael Avenatti cut his teeth nationally, I think, at least for more notoriety, on representing Stormy Daniels. Well, now he's been indicted on charges of stealing from Ms. Daniels. Prosecutors in New York charged that he sent a fraudulent and unauthorized letter purporting to obtain her signature to her book agent, instructing the agent to send payments to his bank account rather than hers. Ooh. So the indictment that was revealed on Wednesday afternoon leaves him facing three sets of federal charges in two states. They've also accused him in the past of trying to extort money from Nike and stealing from clients in Los Angeles. So remember, he was like the a pugilist, like a fighter, going after Trump every second he could. And, of course, once he represented Stormy Daniels in a legal battle over the president over payment in the closing weeks of 2016 in that campaign, I mean, he put himself on the map. But once you do that, you better make sure your house is pretty clean. Let's put it that way. Prosecutors are saying that he spent money meant for Daniels on airfare, hotels, car services, meal delivery, online retailers, blah, blah, blah. You name it, he did it. He did it. Or allegedly. Let's put it that way. Let's say it. He allegedly did it. And how hard was it? Not very hard at all. And that's what's so atrocious. So atrocious. I don't know why, because I like flying and I fly a lot and I've flown in lots of smaller planes. But there is always something about flying in a plane that doesn't, a plane that's fine for commuting, but it's not some sexied up, incredibly well-tuned pilot that has been maneuvering the plane for a while. And, you know, you look at the Earth's oceans, you look at what's happening, and in worst-case scenarios, this is interesting, they say that there's cities that could be lost to the sea by the end of the century because of the rising ocean levels, and they're saying global warming. So, on average, seas around the world could be as much as 6.5 feet higher. Wow. I'm thinking of places that I've walked the beach recently that it would be really, really tough. Really, really, really tough. Now, low-lying coastal cities are the most vulnerable. When I spend time in Charleston, it floods a lot. A really wicked storm or tornado on top of that, it would be brutal. It's not the only city. There are cities like that in Louisiana, San Francisco. And they say worldwide, a rise in global sea level could result in a land loss of almost 700,000 square miles. If you want to try to come up with what the equivalent of that is, the equivalent to an area over three times as large as the state of California. That is pretty large. Ellen Ratner, who's a friend of the show, had the chance to go all the way up to Greenland and had some pretty, I won't say provocative, but pretty interesting things to say. Very interesting, in fact. When I think of odds and ends, I've had people ask me about Alexa. Do I feel like Alexa's spying on me? How do they know everything I do? Because everything's out there, is what I would say. And Amazon shareholders are rejecting the banning sale of financial recognition software to law enforcement. Because, you know, do they jump off the ship and you think of banning and what that costs, and is it ultimately, in the end, worth it? Thanks for joining us. Keep hanging with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
You know, I was thinking about this Nancy Pelosi-Chuck Schumer war with the president that bubbles up every so often, like every time they're at the White House. And I was thinking, what would be some good comeback lines on either side? Because there's trash-talking going on between the two of them on the Hill and the president himself. And I was thinking Home Alone, 1990. You are what the French call les incompetents. Remember that line? That would be good for the Prez, throwing it back to Pelosi and Schumer. And then there's this one from The Princess Bride. Ooh, wouldn't this, like, get under your skin? I'll explain, and I'll use small words that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon. Wow. Then there was there's a couple of others. This one's funny. This could be a comeback line. You look like an old mop, and you decide where you want that one to go. But there are a ton of movies out there that you could apply some of this back and forth between them to that. And then there was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. If I wanted a joke, I'd follow you into the John and watch you take a leak. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's rough, isn't it? It is. Sometimes there's a necessity to get a little bit rough, but that's pretty darn rough, I would say. And that somebody calling you out would be the first. You're off to the races then, right? But it is, you know, we keep saying, may you live in interesting times. Every time Ellen Ratner's on, we seem to bring that up. And boy, isn't that the truth. Isn't that the truth? Ugh. Unbelievable. All right, in the headers, I like to call them. So if we were to read our virtual papers together, what would we have been talking about in our little coffee clatch? Well, I know one thing we would be talking about. We'd be talking about the sad story about Tony Robbins. So surprised by this, but he's going to have to fend off and defend and talk about this. But four more women have come forward to accuse the self-help guru. And he is a guru to so many people. I was just talking about this the other day, the fact that Conor McGregor had gone to Tony Robbins after he lost his last big fight. But anyway, he has been accused of sexual misconduct. New allegations come after, you know, he was accused of sexually harassing fans and staffers and berating rape victims. A total of 8 former staff and fans have now recounted how Robbins made these advances or was naked in front of them from the 80s to the 2000s. Anyway, in this newly published report, but Tony Robbins himself dismissed the allegations and accused BuzzFeed, because it's BuzzFeed, of flat-out lying. He apologized if he had ever done anything that made people feel uncomfortable. Kimberly Stokes worked as a live-in personal assistant for Robbins when she was 22. She said in the article that was published on Wednesday that Robbins once walked into her bathroom when she was showering and dropped his towel. Oh, she remembered freaking out and shouting at him to leave. There was another woman, Sophia Koikis, who said that Robbins grabbed her hand and put it on his crotch when she met him at a seminar in Hawaii. Oh, my, oh, my. And here's the other side of this. You know, it has to play out. And now it's a BuzzFeed News investigation. And he's saying, denying it. But it's, they said, he said kind of situation. So they have it in BuzzFeed, and now it's being reported more worldwide if it's true. But a lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire when there's too many people. And boy, that would be really disappointing, because I do think that he is aggressive in a way. Right? But aggressive, to me, aggressive because he was getting through to people. And it's unorthodox compared to some, I'm sure. But people understand that about Tony Robbins. That if you're looking for the soft touch and the, oh boy, you're going to be okay and don't worry about it, that's not who he is. But that whatever happens with all of this conversation, it's vital to what he does. I mean, it's vital to what he does. And where is this all going to end up? Who knows, right? Who knows? There's kind of another different twist and turn that we take here on the show. I start off with best comeback lines in the war between Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the president. Then this brutal story about Tony Robbins. And then this, the NFL owners awarded the 2021 draft to Cleveland, the 2023 draft to Kansas City. A meeting in Key Biscayne, Florida, that's where that list came up with. So they're not moving on the bids for the 2022 draft. There's 20 cities interested. Get all the 20s here? The 2020 draft, not 2022, the 2020 draft was previously awarded to Las Vegas, and that would coincide with the opening up of everything again, with the relocation of the Oakland Raiders specifically. And the Browns are going to be celebrating their 75th anniversary in 2021. So draft events take place, they say, at First Energy Stadium, and then from there which would include Lake Erie and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Woohoo! Be fun to go to that. It's fun when you've watched them in college and then you see where they get picked and what happens and all of that. I don't know. 2021 for Cleveland. 2021. KC, 2023. I'm sure when you sign off on these things, it seems like, okay, done deal. But it's never a done deal. Never a done deal. As we can see by so much of what I've talked about here during this show. One of the things I haven't talked about very much is horse racing. Since my cousin lost the last race after that long disqualification and review, it kind of turned me off to racing. Now you've got the Indy 500 coming up, and I'm enthusiastic. I'll put it that way. I'm enthusiastic for that. Because why not? Really, right? And, you know, it's funny, in looking at, as we look at, you know, where we are as a country, as we look at what our pastimes are to chill us a little bit before being so intense, so intense, so intense. And I love the bat swing. I love the bat swing of Bell. And some of that is because, you know, of what the competition has been like in Major League Baseball. You know, it's like the Dodgers and the Astros have been running neck and neck, but they're being threatened with staying power from some other heated rivals. And that staying power gets tougher and tougher. So Yankees and Cubs, boom, they're going up through the ranks. Healthy, with the crew that I know, it would be massive ratings. So they have power ratings or rankings. Yankees first, Cubs second. Wow. And then it's the story of the, you know, who floats out into May, how do they contain the slide or the heroics. And when you look at the standings, there's some obvious glaring things that pop out, like Baltimore, 15 and 34, 16 and a half games back. Yankees, boom, right there. Minnesota Twins, boom, right there. AL West, Astros, boom, right there. You get my drift. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump got up, walked out while talking with Democratic leaders on infrastructure funding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the president's decision to walk away from the negotiations is jaw-dropping. The president saying that he wouldn't do any deal with Democrats until investigations of him are over. Schumer says he doesn't think Trump has ever been serious about renovating the nation's highways, bridges, airports, and rails. The president is very angry about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comment that he's engaged in a cover-up.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tell you how excited and honored I am to be a part of what's happening on Saturday. I've been talking about it, and I'm going to give way more details coming up. But football legend Michael Irvin and two-time esports, think about this, Madden champion Dreamy, are going to play against patients at Children's Hospital in the inaugural Play It Forward esports tournament. But this is so much more. So it's a live streaming event to raise funds for Children's Medical Center Dallas's emergency room renovation. They have a huge project going on while using gaming technology to help researchers find a cure for cancer. Isn't that amazing? First of all, if I said Michael Irvin's name anyway, and he was involved in this, and then I talked about Dreamy, that would be pretty huge. But now you tie it to this very special cause, which I think is just the tip of the iceberg. I think you're going to see probably more of it, and I love it. Play It Forward esports tournament. He's in our virtual green room right now. My pal Dave Carey, and Dave Carey has a son who just is so awe-inspiring, Trenton, and what he's been through, and he is tied to this for a very special reason, and he's got, I think, a cause that's going to explode, honestly, called Still Thankful, and he talks about why he's still thankful, so we're going to talk to him about that. Hey, Dave, thanks for coming on with us.
Kate, it's my pleasure. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about Trenton and how this all came together, because what a phenomenal idea.
So the way it came about really was, it's incredible the way, you know, luck and timing and things just kind of fall into place. Still Thankful comes about from the fact that in spite of life's challenges, I'm still thankful. And Trenton, I call him our story kid. He's our middle kid. He had his first heart transplant right before his first birthday. Got out of the hospital on his birthday. Grew up to be a regular kid. You know, checkups and medicine and things like that the transplant kids have. And then in high school, when he was a senior, the medicine caused cancer, and he missed 3 months of school, kept pushing, had a great attitude, still graduated on time, got through chemo, got through all the cancer. We went off to college, and after his sophomore year in college, his heart rejected. We needed a second transplant. So after all those 20 years of pediatric hospital experience, I told Trent, we're not going through this for nothing. There's got to be some good that comes from it. And that's where I created StillThankful.com. It was a blog. And the goal being to help medical families, families with a child in the hospital with a really serious illness that may go on for, could be a lifelong illness. How do we help them, and how do we help their friends provide more support for them? So that's kind of how this all came about. Want me to give you the background on how the esports tournament came together?
Yeah, yeah, because you said that at the beginning. It's funny how life is timing, what your family went through, and then this opportunity to help other people. So bring that all around for us.
Yeah, so I had a friend that introduced me last fall to this group called Balanced Media Technology, BMT. And in esports, my understanding is the top place for these professional gamers is Santa Monica, California.
Mm.
Well, number two is the suburb of Dallas here, Plano, Frisco, McKinney. They have a lot of big gamers there. And one of those guys who has created software, developed video games for over 25 years, he and a partner created this technology that connects to the systems of those gamers when they download the app. Distributed computing, I guess is what it's called, brings them together to the equivalent of a supercomputer, and they use artificial intelligence for solving big problems, heart disease, cancer, you know, whatever. But the cool secret sauce is that technology actually connects to the game itself without slowing it down. So as the gamer is pushing the buttons, that's driving an algorithm that is helping to drive the AI. So it's human interactive artificial intelligence. So now a gamer playing that game can say, hey, I'm solving cancer while I'm playing this. About
wow.
3 weeks after I met those guys, I just happened to be getting together with a friend, Tom Foley, who has some business interests with Michael Irvin. We talk about all kinds of stuff. And right near the end of the meeting, I told him about this technology, and it just popped in my head. I said, you know what would be cool? If we could create a tournament between pediatric hospitals where the kids get to play video games using that technology, solving their own problems, and connecting up with someone like Michael Irvin, getting a, you know, a gamer in the room so they can all play together. So that's kind of how it started. Tom said, you may be onto something. We started digging around and having meetings and emails floated flying around. And I tell you what, my inbox has exploded this past few months. But that's kind of how it came. People just kept coming, you know, crossing our paths at the right time. We had no marketing. We had a chief marketing officer who's had his daughter's had surgery at Children's, a pretty significant surgery. So he was all in. He developed the marketing plan. Social media guy. Icing on the cake was they recently said, okay, we need someone to host this show. And I said, I got the perfect one. We've got to get Kate Delaney. So that's how we dragged you in.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and I'm honored to help. And when I heard what's going on and what specifically it's going to help, and just blows my mind, and I want more people to know about it, so we're really pushing it out there. Everybody listening, we want to tell them they can go. There's a couple places, but I know you can go to www, we all know that exists, right? Twitch.tv/Dreamy. You can see free stream viewing there. There's some other places too, and I'll throw that out. But that's the cool thing, that obviously people can watch this. It's live streaming, like we said. It's for this great cause. And how great is that to kind of meld all of that together? And then, of course, there's the emergency room. And you talked about, because you and I know each other and we've talked about this, how much the doctors, the nurses, because that became like your home with all of the issues that Trenton had at such an early age, right? And this is going to help some people that need it.
Yeah, so here again, the timing is interesting. We had started this discussion last fall. And when we finally got it together early this year, we were talking to Children's about it, and we wanted to know, is there a certain cause, something that we can connect this with? And they said, well, we're starting a campaign to raise funds to renovate the emergency room. Well, interesting timing about that is those three main events that we've had, the two transplants and the cancer, the first interaction with the children out of all three of those was always the emergency room. When Trenton first had problems as a baby, we didn't know what it was, but we took him to the emergency room at Children's. It was in that room while he's lying in my wife's lap that he just stopped breathing,
mm-hmm.
and they resuscitated him in the emergency room. Cancer,
wow.
We didn't know what it was. We just knew he had some pain in his stomach. We took him to the emergency room. After college, it was about 2 weeks after he finished his sophomore year, Trenton collapsed. We didn't know what it was. It turned out to be a heart attack, but he was taken to the emergency room at Children's. Quick story on that. When we took him that time, he had recovered and was feeling okay, and he was in the emergency room there for probably 3 or 4 hours. He was getting tired of being down there. And so when they finally came to get him to take him to a room, I just kidded him a little bit, and I said, hey, are you sure you really want to leave the emergency room? He said, yeah, it's fine. I'll be back another time.
Wow. Oh, wow. And, you know, you talk about when you're in that emergency room, too, and everything's so vital and so much is swimming through your head that it would be cool to have a survival kit. So for people that are going to be viewers that are watching this live stream event, and you can donate to Children's Hospital through Twitch and the Extra Life stream, by the way, a lot of that money will support the creation of survival kits that you've created. Tell us what a survival kit is.
I talk to groups about how to help people, especially medical families like ours, and the fact that I think help has changed over the years because technology has kind of replaced some of that hands-on. So
yeah.
What we try to do is still thankful is start to bridge that gap back between family and friends who want to help those families but may not know how. And these kids, so when you have a friend whose child's in the hospital, you think about maybe sending a card, sending a text or whatever. But these survival kits are things that the family actually can use in the hospital, that the parents can use. For instance, there are non-slip socks in there because the floors are cold and slippery. There's good quality instant coffee and creamers because the coffee is not always the best there in the hospital. There's lip balm, face wipes, breath mint. We don't get to brush our teeth a lot when we're in the hospital. So things like that, that when you receive it, it's not only a gift that shows you're thinking of them, but it's a gift that they can actually use and think about you when they're using it.
Yeah, so we want to tell everyone again, Dave, and there's probably some other things, who knows what you could throw into that package, because I just
absolutely
think what it's like when you're sitting there, and I've been through that, not like to the extent of you, but I know what that's like. So 10 to 3 on Saturday, Children's Medical Center in Dallas. We're going to be there in their studios, and it's going to be live streamed on Twitch. So let me give you another easy Twitch thing to remember, twitch.tv/playitforwardesports. You can go there and you can watch this whole thing live, which I think is going to be completely fascinating. And what a brilliant idea, because you said it, Santa Monica is number one, and of course those Dallas suburbs number two, and gaming could not be bigger, but using it for a really, really good cause, I think, is, like I said at the top, this is just the beginning of this. I think there's many more events to come, so I'm thrilled to be a part of it, and I know you're excited about it.
Oh, we are. It's beyond what we had expected. We set this up to be all internal inside the hospital because we want it to be, we've been treating it as a test. Can we make this one work so we can hopefully expand it out? So the people like you and others who have come in to support it and really create even, I think, a bigger opportunity than we originally had planned is fantastic. So the goal is, as we expand this out, can we create tournaments between the pediatric hospitals to where they're playing against each other online? A little point of clarification. So Drini and Michael Irvin are actually going to be teaming up with each of the kids. So it'll be Drini, Michael Irvin, one of the kids, and one of the kids' family members are going to make up a team.
Wow.
They'll switch out the kids. Four different kids will play with Michael and Drini.
Wow, how amazing is that? So make sure you tune into this. And, Dave, I just have a little favor. Make sure I have lots of coffee.
It's a hospital. There's coffee everywhere. Hey, one last thing while I'm thinking of it, too. One other way that people can help when they get online to watch the stream, I'm not the tech guy, but my understanding is they're going to have a game somewhere online that you can be playing at the same time that will connect to that BMT technology. So the more people we get online watching it and playing that game, the more we're going to be driving a cure for cancer.
Love it. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Abisaha, he's written a book called Origin, Satan's Shadow in Religion. Fascinating as we dive into this, take this journey with us. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
So in the book, I mean, you really, it's interesting, you really tackle a subject that is so difficult for some people to wrestle with and figure out, and you talk about creationism, and you talk about the beginnings of God, and you talk about so much in that clash with science, etc., with creationism. What made you decide to tackle this?
Well, looking into the world we are in, so many theories, so many ideas, and people are thinking that science is going to solve all the problems and relying on that. So that even the religious ones are inclining themselves to what science is, refusing to face reality. So I looked into the world and I saw that who is the deceiver? According to the scriptures, Satan. And so I can see Satan misleading people through others. And I felt I should address this issue from that standpoint. For the scripture teaches us that the fight is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah, and so, you know, and Michael, let me stop you there. So as we dive into this, you know, you have experience, you have credentials. Obviously, you've written 5 books, and you've addressed this sensitive creation evolution controversy. What is so different about this book? You know, what are you interested in on the subject of origins?
I first of all looked at the issue and I wanted to address it head on. But looking into the system, I saw that actually, the issue of origin, people have put the wrong views on what they think it should be. I believe for sure that the creator of this world, with all the things we are doing in this world, cell phone and all these complex things, whoever put it together must be wise enough to have claimed credit for creating the world. And seeing people believing in science, though science is not set up to deal with problems on origin, but because of progress in other areas, they are trying to use that influence to also influence the truth about origin. So I decided to delve into that and to put things in the true perspective. For example, I see myself not as a creationist or evolutionist, because those people have the view that science is the mediator of the truth. But the truth, of course, can only come from whoever created the world. And that truth is there because the creator must claim credit for what he has created and not leave it out to those who he has created to find answers. So as a realist, I decided to see science as just part of, and a little part, not seriously integral part of it. It can do confirmation. That's all what science can do. So as a realist, I want to look at the truth, not based on what theories tell us on this issue that is very crucial to everybody.
So tell me more about the clergy letters, and their specifically the clergy letters and their influence in the creation evolution controversy.
Now, if you look at the origin of the clergy letter, the brain behind is an atheist, Michael Zimmerman. He's the one who's drafted clergy to sign and separate science and religion, and claiming that these are two different truths. So how can we have two different truths on the origin? There can only be one truth. A truth that will come from the Creator, true nature, and also through his own words, because he must claim credit for creating the world. And as we can see, science points to the fact that intelligence is required. And though the DNA and other things are intelligently designed just to make sure it's away from God, this is today looked at as an unintelligent design compared to the computer systems we have. So all the way I can see Satan's fingerprint trying to mislead the world by calling intelligent design as unintelligent, thereby taking God outside the picture.
In looking at this, Michael, in looking in this, should it matter to scientists whether God historically claims credit for having created the world publicly before an audience of humans?
Can you repeat that question again, please?
Yes. In listening to what you were talking about here, should it matter to scientists whether God historically claims credit for having created the world publicly before an audience of human beings?
Yeah, it should matter, because we are people who are honest. If somebody claims he has something, all what you have to do is to accept that truth and then try to find out whether that makes sense. When scientists establish things or create things or do things on their own, they claim credit for it. And if anybody goes to interfere with that claim, they take them to court. Right. So if God has claimed credit, that historically they cannot disprove, so that they cannot now come and say, well, because God is in the picture, all what science is doing is to establish truth based on repetition and also based on reproducibility of the results. Things that are tested, no one can test origin. But science is designed to only do things, material things, not spiritual things. So science is limited in that sense. And the claims given and the theories are also not being able to be justified by any experimental means. So they should accept the truth. Since it's history, histories are written by people, and this particular history were written by people who were participants of what happened. So they have to respect that truth. And if they see intelligence involved, then they should respect that. To say that God should be outside the picture in our lives, whereas our national anthems acknowledge God, then when it comes to science, clergy are now saying, take God out of the picture, which is not right.
Mm-hmm. So I want to remind everybody the name of your book so they'll get it. We're speaking with Michael Ibisaha, and of course the book is Origin, Satan's Shadow in Religion. Michael, we just have a couple of minutes left, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
The truth. The truth, and the truth will set us free. Not bound by science. Science has its own limitation. Science can only somehow support what is the truth. And the DNA, the fine-tuning constants we see in the world, the discoveries, all these things were put together by intelligence. To demonstrate the Big Bang, the scientists had to build a system that was worth $9 billion. And they used intelligent people to only demonstrate a mini-bang. Then a Big Bang, if they believe there is one, must have been instituted by intelligence that is many times over this intelligence we have. People like Einstein acknowledge that this world, the intelligence behind it, is great. He was not a conventional Christian, but he accepted the truth and said that his God created the laws, his God created all these things. And I believe that's what scientists of today should be doing.
Ah, perfect place to end this with Einstein. Pick up the book, Origin, Satan's Shadow in Religion. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for your time, and God bless.
Hold up, stones out your pocket, slide your money across the table. What you doing, dancing with cement shoes? You're bound to lose, found a view, so I laid it, then I hit it. Then I wonder what I did and what have I committed. Feeling parasitic, bear witness of a perfect crime.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.